you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's November 21st, 2012. It's Thanksgiving Eve. Oh, I can't wait. Tomorrow's my favorite meal of the whole year. I can eat mashed potatoes and turkey and all those fixings just about every day of the year. I just absolutely love it. And so hopefully you're going to be able to spend some time with family and friends and enjoy that meal. But most importantly, giving thanks to Almighty God for all the provisions that we can sometimes take for granted. I wake up many mornings. I don't know if you guys are like this, but I thank God when I've had a decent night's sleep. I'm laying in bed and it's like, thank you, God. There's this building. There's this home I live in that I have resources to make decisions today, to buy food, to go about my day. Thank you, God, for the ministry work I get to do, the privilege of sharing some of my life with our listeners and picking out God-honoring music and all the testimonies from the hosts and giving thanks. So hopefully the next few days, actually, it should be a practice of all of our lives to give thanks to God. Mm-hmm. And I thank Him for you too. Thank you, Joey Kroll, for being available for this whole week's edition of Mark and Friends to talk about the hymns that God has brought to your mind and heart that you have loved. And Jason, today I know you're going to lead off with God Bless Ye Merry Gentlemen. But if you missed any of the programs thus far this week, and today's program will also be archived, but Monday and Tuesday, Monday we talked about As the Deer, and that was real interesting and special, and it's not one of those ones from the 17th or 18th or 19th century, basically written about 30 years ago, and Joey talked about that, and we kind of went through the various verses and the importance of Psalm 42 and what it was based on and the story behind it. Yesterday, Joey, thank you for sharing your testimony and how God allowed Christ to become your solid rock and how you love that verse. But I didn't get one thing. You talked about like the Christian t-shirts, but didn't you say something about Christian cupcakes or something?
Christian fanny packs, all that stuff. Yeah, went all out.
Went all out, and you know, when you asked Jesus into your heart, it was revolutionary, and you know, everything even tasted
Christian
better.
Cupcakes, those are the ones where you don't gain any weight.
Yeah, there you
everything.
Go. There you go.
They taste better. So that was yesterday. Christ, the solid rock, and then today. Oh, I should also say thank you.
Sinfully delicious with all the sanctification.
Yes. And I should say thank you, Pastor Jason Schiffel, for being available all week long here, and you've been a regular on the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, and I'll forewarn our listeners, but Friday we won't be studying the Book of Ruth. I don't think we could find a song. I'm sure there's many songs based on Ruth, but with people traveling, people out of town, people busy, with schedules being different, that we're just going to return to our study in the Book of Ruth. I think we're going to be up to about like verse 8 or 9 or 10 next week, so we'll do that again. But thanks for being available for this, the Monday through Friday edition of Mark and Friends. And I know today, as we were talking about, we're transitioning to Christmas music the day after Thanksgiving on Friday. And you said, Mark, one of the favorite hymns I have is God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. I'm like, well, that's Christmas, and I'm going to do the Christmas one on Friday. You're like, but Mark, yes, it's played around Christmas, but there's a lot more meaning to this arrangement, this hymn. So tell us a little of some of your findings and why this is one of your favorite hymns.
Well, let's start out with the first stanza, which is, God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. O tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. O tidings of comfort and joy. Now, what's interesting about this hymn is a lot of times, you know, when Joey said, well, the Deer Pants is about 20, 30 years old. And some of the other ones, I think Christ Solid Rock, we looked at, Edward Mote wrote that, about 1790-ish. This hymn actually, while well-loved, nobody knows who wrote it. They believe that they can find some allusions to it from the 15th century. But really, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen didn't really find its, I guess you would say, person, being attached to a person, until William B. Sandy published it in 1833 in a book. Before that, they had a broadsheet from 1760-ish, which listed the song on it, but they don't know who wrote it. And I always love when we don't know who wrote it, because for me, you know, some people go, but wait, we need to know who wrote it. For me, it's always a great reminder that God the Father and God the Son, working through God the Spirit, spoke this into somebody
That's right.
and spoke these words into it. And obviously, had some purpose to it because we still have it today. I mean, I think of all the books of the Bible that we don't have that the Bible references. You know, Joshua references some books, and there's different books that are referenced. We don't have them anymore. And that's because they didn't fit into God's supreme plan and what God was going to do with those. And so God spoke to somebody, and we don't know who that is.
And what's also nice about that is all the glory goes to God.
Exactly.
It doesn't go to an individual or a person.
Well, and how about this? You're somebody, and I'm somebody, and we all could be anybody. So, I mean, somebody, we don't know who God used to bring this out. And so God would use a lot of us in all our various situations to do something like this if we have an availability and we have an open heart towards God. Sometimes not knowing who it is almost you could turn it around and ask the question, well, could it be me? And then you think of the words of Isaiah who says, here I am, send me. I mean, make your heart open and available, and God will speak something to you and send you to something or bring something to you. It's interesting. So I love it when it's unknown. But they say it's been sung in the Christian church for a long time, or at least parts and parcel of it, since the 15th century. But shortly after William B. Sandy came out with it in 1833 in his publication, Christmas Carols Ancient and Modern, Charles Dickens grabbed a hold of it. It moved Charles Dickens' heart, and he used it in a Christmas carol in a very powerful way. It says that Ebenezer Scrooge was there, and the man was playing the organ and began to play God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. And in this piece, if I read you the actual passage, it's kind of convoluted because of the language. But Ebenezer Scrooge was kind of convicted by who he was through that piece of music that was being played, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. And it said that he told it once the organist to leave and go, and he left. You know why? Because we look at these and we often say, well, these are Christmas carols. But are they? I mean, what this song does is this song lays out a salvation message. It lays out who Jesus is and what Jesus came to do. And of course it says, yes, Christ was born on Christmas Day because he was born around that time. We don't know exactly what day. Tradition serves us Christmas Day, the 25th. But Jesus was born. It's a salvation message. I mean, seriously, God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. How many of us need to remember that right now?
Yeah, that's right. You know, and Jason, you bring up a good point. You know, it's something that we need to be singing and pondering on every day of the year, not just Christmas. And I think that's the neat thing about Christmas music, that it's everywhere during the Christmas season. What a great platform for us Christians to really take advantage of the Christmas season, because even non-Christian radio stations play Christmas music, and they play songs just like that, or Joy to the World. Like, this is a great opportunity for us Christians to really take advantage and hone in. This is a wonderful opportunity to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified and the entire gospel message.
Yeah, and just think, now, I want to walk people through, because there's a misnomer here about what this song means. And it begins in the first verse. It says, God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. I was pointed out to me by somebody that where does the comma fall in this? The comma is, God rest ye merry, comma, pause, gentlemen. And that's purposeful, because there's a differentiation between the Mary and the gentleman. When you study the language of it, it's God, begins with God, God the Father, God the Spirit, God the Son, but then it goes rest, and rest means to keep or to protect. It also has a connotation of the ancient Hebrew word shalom, which is peace that comes through a keeping and a protection. And then it says ye, that means you, so each one of us can point at each other. We've got three turkeys in the room right now getting ready for Thanksgiving, so we can point at each other. And Mary, that's actually not the intended word. The intended word has a great connotation of mighty. So it's God keeps, gives peace and rest to you, the mighty. And then it's speaking to a crowd outside of that, gentlemen.
Now, where are you getting this information? I mean, how...
I went back and looked through a book on...
Like the original English?
Or? Yeah, the original English, and then you go back. So the Mary actually has a great connotation of mighty. And the early Christian kind of tradition that would follow along this word of Mary. Because why were the Christians Mary? See, we can't just look at the one word. We have to look at the words attached to it. And we have to always ask the question, if the Christians are Mary, why are they Mary? They're Mary because God's mighty. Why are the Christians joyful? Because Jesus saves. There's always something behind that that's happening that's allowing it to happen. If you just say, well, Christians are Mary, then we're Mary in our own power.
Mm-hmm.
But we're Mary because God is mighty. And then, therefore, God makes us mighty.
And I know we have to be careful with words, because even the word gentleman, in the old Western days, a gentleman was just a landowner. Right. It was you could be a horse thief and a gentleman.
That's why there's a differentiation here with the comma between the Mary and the gentleman. And then what does it go on and do? It goes on to give you the salvation message. Do not be dismayed, because Christ the Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. How about change that? Because we will go astray. And then it says, O tidings, and tidings is good news. Tidings is news or proclamation. O good news that brings comfort and joy, comfort and joy. O good news that brings comfort and joy. And notice the three times repetition. I always look for three times repetition. I look for it in Scripture. I look for it in hymns. I look for it there because the hymn writer is intentionally giving us three times to hammer home that the good news brings us comfort and joy. And then what does the rest of the song do? The rest of the song goes on to give us the story. In Bethlehem in Israel, the blessed babe was born and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn. Keeps going on. And God our heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds. You want to give the gospel message? It's right here in this song. And the crazy thing is there are people who are out and around all Christmas season, like Joey said, singing this song and hearing this song. And what they're doing is they're reciting in their hearts the gospel message. That Jesus came and was laid in a manger, and that he would grow up and he would carry the sins of the world upon him to the cross, that he would die and rise, and he would ascend to the Father and send his Holy Spirit, who would show us his deep love, and just God loves you. And God wants to lead you out because you had gone astray, and you will go astray. And those things will happen. So I love the hymn, and I love that it's embedded in almost kind of a somber song. It almost kind of, there's almost for me when I hear God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, there's almost like a subtle sadness. You know, God rest ye merry gentlemen. Just a kind of a subtle sadness. But then it launches into comfort and joy. It rises up above the sadness when we get to the comfort and joy in the tidings. So that little bit of the song brings us out of the sadness.
Hey, you brought an arrangement. Let's play it so people can really focus on the words, and let's talk some more about it. What's the version that you're going to introduce to our radio listening family?
Oh, it's by Megadeth.
I really stuck my neck
Chicago.
Out. I really stuck my neck. I said, bring your own arrangements, your favorite versions, because I fall tend the more classical, the instrumental, the choral, and...
You're going to have to find one. I don't have one. I don't have a good one.
Oh, you don't?
I have one for the doxology, but I don't have a good God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
So you didn't bring one? Okay, so I'll find one.
Yeah, the one I had skipped, because we listened to it a lot. And what I really wanted to find is the old Bing Crosby. The old Bing Crosby, because, man, when I was a kid, we would listen to that Bing Crosby album like crazy. The White Christmas, Mele Kaliki Maka. We'd listen to the God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, Joy to the World. We'd listen to that nonstop. My grandmother, I think if she could have, she would have married Bing Crosby.
Ooh, got one. Working quickly here. Here's the Regency Singers.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power, we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came. Unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Each other now embrace this holy tide of Christmas, for God rest empty face.
Mark, I appreciate your version of that song. That was great. And my memories and recollections as a kid is my grandmother would have the Bing Crosby, and everybody's seen it with Bing Crosby's face and the Santa Claus hat on it. That's been out since forever. And we would listen to that. We would play the heck out of it at Christmas time on the vinyl. And then when CD came out, we got it on CD. And I have a copy at my house that well-worn, and it's got skips on it because we listened to it like crazy during Christmas. But we love that. It's got Joy to the World. Bing Crosby's White Christmas is a classic. Mm-hmm. It was funny because I served 3 years in the Army in Hawaii with the 25th Infantry. And so I was in Hawaii. It came back around again because they had the Mele Kaliki Maka on there, you know. Is the right way to say Merry Christmas to you? Do, 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 do. And so we listened to that in Hawaii all the time. Mele Kaliki Maka is the thing to say.
You don't know that song?
No.
You don't know that one? On a bride.
Mark's face is turning red.
I forget the name of them, but they're like the sisters and they're like the women. And so after Bing sings a couple of verses, they come on. That's the way to greeting that we sing to you, where the land where palm trees sway.
I'm just sheltered out here in the country.
Oh, yeah. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars at night.
Well, you know what my Christmas gift needs to be then from you.
I'm surprised you don't know that. So we would listen to that like crazy as a kid. So we love Bing Crosby. And again, I think I shared on a show previously that I love the Norman Rockwell-esque traditions and ambiance and feelings of Christmas. And so that Bing Crosby just kind of slides right in there. I mean, I grew up and we would have all those Christmas movies on, Miracle on 34th Street. What's the one with when the bell rings?
That one.
It's a Wonderful Life.
We would have It's a Wonderful Life. We would have all those movies we'd be playing all the time. My grandmother loved Christmas because it was the one time where we all came together as a family. Our family's kind of disjointed and discombobulated, but it was the one time where everybody on Christmas Eve would gather in the house, 50 of us, and it would just be nuts. So.
I love the message that you've shared about God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, the fact that that whole Christmas message is in there, the intent that God loves us, that He sent a Savior, that the Savior can work in and through us, that we can celebrate, that we can draw near to Him, that there's that redemptive plan for all of us, that He extends His love, His care, His compassion, the Christmas message that Jesus is the hope of the world.
And what a great truth inside of this song, too, that we find. I mean, look at the lyrics if anybody gets a chance, you know, that he was born in found him in a manger where oxen feed on hay and his mother Mary kneeling down unto the Lord did pray. So Mary prays for her son, shows her great faith. But the King of the universe, God Almighty, he was born into peasantry. He was born as a humble Galilean peasant in a manger. I mean, every single one of us at some point have been in a manger. Every single one of us have been in poverty. And yet God, who offers riches and this vast inheritance, chose to come that way. And He chose to come that way because each one of us can make a connection like that. It wasn't in richness. It wasn't in all the things that He came as. He came in utter poverty to bring those things to us. And what a great message to remember. And again, moms and dads out there, I mean, as you're singing this song, just remember that when it all happened, Mother Mary knelt down and she prayed. And she prayed in that moment to the Lord. So she prayed to the God of the universe. And each one of us should kneel down beside our kids. And we should pray to the God of the universe for our kids, for the things that He wants to do, that He would claim their hearts and their minds and their spirits, that He would draw them close to Him, that He would lead them and guide them. And most of all, I pray for my son every day, that he would have ears to hear those things, that he would hear God calling him, that He is the mighty. And that God seeks to keep him and protect him and to lift him up and to bring him peace. And God alone is the only one who can do that.
Amen, Jason. Well, here's another arrangement by the Robert Shaw Chamber Singers. God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
God rest you merry gentlemen. That's nothing to dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
we're going to close out with another fun arrangement by the Cathedrals of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Blessings to each and every one of you, and may your Thanksgiving meal tomorrow be filled with comfort and joy from Almighty God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Thanks for listening, everyone. This is Mark Burns, Joey Kroll, and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
God rest ye merry, gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save the world from Satan's fire when we had gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
From God that is our Father, the blessed angel came.
Unto some certain shepherds with tidings of the same. That there was born in Bethlehem the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem,
in Bethlehem,
as blessed was Judah, as blessed was Mary, and Mary's witness is born, to which his mother Mary did nothing take in scorn.